Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Birth Book and OBGYN's Guide to Demystifying Labor and Delivery, is a practical nonfiction guide by Dr. Jennifer Lincoln, a board-certified OBGYN, OB hospitalist, and lactation consultant. Written for expectant parents and the people supporting them, the book explains labor and delivery in a clear question-and-answer style that aims to reduce confusion around one of the most medically important moments in pregnancy. Its purpose is not to promote a single birth plan, but to help readers understand what happens in a hospital birth, a lower intervention birth, or an emergency cesarean, and to make sense of the choices that may arise along the way. The book reflects Lincoln's clinical background and her broader public role as a medical educator who works to counter misinformation. As a result, it functions as both a childbirth preparation resource and a medical reference designed to support informed decision-making. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a medically grounded explanation of labor and delivery for non-specialists. A central strength of the book is its commitment to translating obstetric knowledge into language that non-medical readers can actually use. Instead of relying on jargon or assuming prior knowledge, Dr. Lincoln explains the labor process in a straightforward way that covers the basic sequence of events, the signs that labor may be starting, and the practical question of when to go to the hospital or birth setting. This matters because many childbirth resources either oversimplify the process or make it sound more technical than it is for a first-time parent. By framing labor as a set of understandable stages and decisions, the book reduces uncertainty. Without pretending that every birth follows the same pattern, the result is a guide that can be read before labor begins and then revisited as questions arise. Its value lies in making the medical structure of birth visible while keeping the reader's attention on real-world decisions rather than abstract theory. Secondly, coverage of both routine birth decisions and emergency obstetric situations. The book stands out because it does not restrict itself to an idealized birth experience. It covers lower intervention births, pain management, and common labor choices, but it also addresses complicated or urgent situations such as emergency cesarean delivery. That broader scope is important because many childbirth books focus heavily on the birth plan. The reader hopes for, while giving less attention to the possibility that labor may change course. Lincoln's approach prepares readers for both continuity and disruption. This helps readers understand that a safe birth may involve adapting expectations when clinical conditions change. The practical effect is improved readiness. Readers are less likely to interpret interventions as failures and more likely to see them as part of a range of medically recognized responses. By including emergency care alongside routine childbirth topics, the book offers a more realistic account of what labor and delivery can involve in modern obstetric practice. Thirdly, evidence-based correction of misinformation and outdated birth advice. Another important dimension of the book is its effort to challenge misleading or outdated information about childbirth. Dr. Lincoln is known for public-facing medical education, and that perspective shapes the book's emphasis on evidence-based guidance rather than anecdote, hearsay, or tradition. This is particularly relevant in a field where advice can vary widely across families, social media, and even clinical settings. The book does not merely say that misinformation exists. It responds to that problem by explaining why some commonly repeated ideas do not reflect current obstetric understanding. That makes the book useful for readers who want a reasoned basis for evaluating what they hear from friends, online communities, or healthcare providers. The analytical value of this approach is that it encourages readers to ask how recommendations are supported, not just whether they are familiar. In a category often crowded with opinion-driven content, this book aims to be a corrective grounded in current medical practice. Fourthly, patient autonomy and informed advocacy within a strained maternity care system. The book also reflects the reality that childbirth does not take place in a vacuum. It acknowledges access problems in maternity care, including the existence of maternity care deserts, where obstetric services are limited or unavailable. That context gives the book a broader social purpose. It is not only about understanding labor, but also about helping readers navigate a healthcare system that may not always feel transparent or reliable. Lincoln's tones is supportive rather than prescriptive, which matters because informed advocacy requires confidence without pressure. Readers are encouraged to understand their options, ask questions, and participate actively in decisions about their care. This emphasis on autonomy is distinct from books that present birth as something to endure passively or as something that can be controlled by planning alone. The book's practical implication is that knowledge becomes a tool for communication, especially when readers need to discuss pain relief, monitoring, transfer, or intervention with clinicians during labor. Lastly, accessible presentation through questions, illustrations, and concise organization. The book's format is part of its usefulness. Rather than presenting childbirth as a dense medical manual, it uses a concise question-and-answer structure, supported by illustrations and infographics. That design choice helps the reader move quickly from a concern to a clear explanation, which is especially valuable in a subject where people often want direct answers to specific questions. Visual elements also make complex medical ideas easier to absorb, especially for readers who may be anxious or overwhelmed by text-heavy resources. The organization appears intended to mimic how real people think about birth first, by asking practical questions, then by filling in the context needed to understand the answer. This makes the book more usable as a reference than a linear narrative would be. Its approach is especially effective for partners, birth supporters, and first-time parents who need an overview that is comprehensive but not overwhelming. In that sense, the book succeeds as both a teaching tool and a bedside reference. In conclusion, the birth book is best suited for expectant parents, partners, birth coaches, and anyone who wants a clearer understanding of labor and delivery from a clinically credible source. Readers looking for reassurance, but also for practical medical context, will find it especially useful because it explains what is normal, what may change, and how to think about interventions without sensationalism. Its main benefit is not simply that it covers childbirth, but that it does so in a way that supports informed participation in care. Compared with many books in the pregnancy category, it is more directly focused on labor and delivery itself, and less interested in broader lifestyle or motivational framing. It also distinguishes itself by balancing routine birth education with emergency obstetric realities, which gives it a more realistic and clinically useful scope. The combination of evidence-based content, accessible structure, and an autonomy-respecting tone makes it a strong choice for readers who want a trustworthy guide rather than an idealized birth narrative. For that reason, it works well both as a preparation book and as a reference to revisit during pregnancy. If you would like to support Dr. Jennifer Lincoln, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.